now. Where was that cricket? It's in my voice. What the hell's that all about?
Good morning, Greg.
Okay, William Wyndham.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that on one of the news sites here. I think yesterday sometime. William Wyndham, yeah. William, I remember William something. Something Star Trek and Murder, She Wrote or something like that, I think it said.
Right, yeah. He played in a lot of stuff. But the original series he was in was called Farmer's Daughter. And it starred Inger Stevens, who played Catherine Holstrom, and William Wyndham, who was Congressman Glenn Morley in this thing. That series ran quite a while. I bet Greg, he's old enough to remember it.
This is all Bill's fault, by the way.
What, the cricket?
Yeah.
Why's that?
He's the one that told me to turn up the volume, and I got to figure out. That's only at a level of 6, Bill. Let me get that off there. There we go. Wow.
It really picks those things up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What'd you do, gate it out?
Well, the gate was working. No, that was... I just turned the volume down. That's the outside camera picking it up.
Oh. Sounds like it works well.
Oh boy, does it ever.
You know, mine was on the other morning down here, and the old crickets were a chirping early morning like yours is today. And my wife was down here doing some laundry. She came upstairs and told me, there's more than one cricket in that basement. I can hear them all over.
You know, I've stepped on about 3 crickets in the last couple nights. I've caught him walking by, watching television. In the corner of my eye, I see this big black thing moving. At first, I thought they were spiders. They're talking on crickets. And funny, they weren't chirping. They're just walking by.
They're trying to get by you unnoticed.
Yeah, so I've stepped on 3 of those and 1 big spider.
You big meanie, you?
So anyway, Bill, yeah, that's why they were playing that last night, was to honor him.
They could have even been making it a co-honor thing with Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yahoo yesterday, you know, had his name misspelled right on the headlines. Did you guys see that? N-I-E-L?
Oh.
That's pretty bad, right on Yahoo's headlines. It was like that for a half hour or so, then they corrected it.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, those 2 vowels always confuse me because the English rules are really strange on the order of those.
Yeah, well, it is kind of a bear to remember which is which. It took me about 20 years to realize that there is E before I.
Yeah, and then to know the difference between T-H-E-I-R versus T-H-E. Apostrophe R-E.
I've never had any trouble with that, you know. It's like anytime you have the apostrophe in there, it's like they are or we are. If you can add that in the sentence, then it fits.
Right. And consciously, I know that. Sometimes when I type, I get, you know, typing pretty fast. And the brain is, you know, kind of keeping a fast pace. And once in a while, I'll slip the wrong version in.
Oh, yeah, I do too. But I remember that from school. That's about the only thing I remember from school.
I get some emails from some real young people here. And educated, by the way, and it just floors me how they punctuate and misspell stuff.
probably the most common one is your.
Y-O-U-R.
Yep, yep. The other thing that has been driving me crazy during this trip, Violet, we talked about this before. Everyone now, it seems, likes to start a sentence with the word so. And I just figured that out. I watched Charlie Rose the other night, and he had some real intelligent guy who's he's one of the chairmen of the Federal Reserve from some state, their Federal Reserve branch or whatever. And every time Charlie asked this guy a question, every answer started with the word so. Like, what is that?
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
So, that bugs you?
See, now, that use is okay, because that's a continuation of the thought here, but... So, yeah, it does.
I haven't had enough coffee in me to get too ornery, John, don't worry.
I can tell you're building up to it, though. You're trying.
You run your sprinklers this morning, Greg?
No, I didn't. I soaked the front yesterday pretty good. The back's pretty dry, but I gotta mow the back yet. So I'm gonna mow it sometime today, then water, and hopefully the rain takes over tonight, I guess.
I got one going out there now. It was getting pretty bad late yesterday, so I thought I better give it a drink this morning. We're supposed to get rain this afternoon, but, you know, you can't count on that. Although the weather looks like we probably will.
I haven't even seen the weather map or anything. So what's it look like?
Pretty big line rolling up. John was just talking about from the Great Lakes to Dallas. And they said it's supposed to rain here this afternoon, so I imagine that'll be swinging our way.
Yeah, it's creeping up on us right now.
Yeah, it looks like it's got more of a northern pattern direction than a easterly direction now.
Who is this Snooky that's on the news all the time?
No, not a clue.
Well, she had her baby, whoever she is.
Well, that's good. Good for her.
I mean, I see this name plastered all over everything, and I have not a clue who this gal is. About like the Kardashians, I think, you know? You see them all over, too, and... Yeah, I know who they are just because I've seen so much on them, but really don't much care. My brother got on Facebook, signed into Facebook the other day. Oh, about a week ago, and he's already canceled his account.
Bill, these new Blu-ray DVDs I'm just reading about this have the angle button on your remote for your Blu-ray. You can go from the enhanced effects to the original effects. And the music has been all redone in 7.1 surround sound, and everything is widescreen, so you actually see what's beyond what you normally would have seen in these shots. You got more of a panoramic view of stuff. And they said you even notice shadows and stuff when you're looking for posting before, like camera shadows as they were looking the channel around. But they left it in widescreen. But this sounds impressive.
You know, I really like that widescreen for the panoramic view that you get, but I absolutely hate it when it doesn't film the screen vertically. That just drives me nuts.
Or horizontally, yeah. Yeah, and I've just come to accept that. And that's why I prefer to watch it well, because I like to keep the aspect ratio correct. What drives me crazy is when someone has a widescreen TV and they're watching a standard 4x1 and they're stretching the picture to fill the screen, you know, where everyone's fat, drives me crazy.
Yeah, there you go. I don't like that either, but then when half the screen's black, it drives me nuts, so I just haven't gotten used to that yet.
Yeah, I can put up with the black bars just to keep them from looking stretched and fat, you know?
Yeah, that stretch to that's pretty odd.
Yeah, just about every bar that has TVs in it does that. I don't know why they do that. To me, it looks terrible, but just about everywhere I go, they purposely do that.
Does my mirror suffer from that same thing, that stretch and fat thing?
Is that what it is, Greg? You think it's the mirror, huh?
It's got to be.
Did it come from a circus?
I don't know.
A funhouse mirror.
Remember those things?
I'd like to have one of them.
Oh, those were fun.
I'd like to replace one in our bathroom with a different one every week to see what the old lady would do.
She'd kill you. Yeah, get one that really makes her fat, huh?
Oh yeah. No regular one will do that.
Oops.
Is she still sleeping?
Yeah, obviously.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, we didn't even, he didn't have to tell us that, did he, Greg?
Oh, wow.
You ought to hear some of our conversation. You guys would laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Do I look fat in this? I said, do you really want me to answer that truthfully?
That, you know, that's a no-win question. That's a setup. You need to just walk away when they ask you that.
I know it. It's so I told setup. Her, quit asking me that crap.
Yeah, don't buy into it.
You ever seen that one commercial where Mrs. Lincoln asked Abe the same thing?
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
When my wife asked me that, I just look at her and say, honey, you're beautiful.
I used to be able to do that.
Wow. Man, she must be really sleeping.
How about those Cubs?
Hey, what do you think? Where's bets on where the hurricane's going to make landfall?
Is it a hurricane?
Man, it looks like it's headed right for Mobile area, doesn't it?
Yeah, right in that general area. And what do you think? Maybe Tuesday morning?
Saying Wednesday at 1 a.m. Wednesday night.
Oh, that late?
Yeah.
My sister will probably get in on some of that. She lives in the Gulf Coast side of Florida, in the Clearwater, Dunedin area. I don't know if you guys know where that's at.
Yeah, Clearwater?
Yeah, a little bit south of Clearwater.
That's close to Tampa, right?
I think so. I think it's north of Tampa, isn't it? Or is that south? I don't know.
It's in Clearwater, and I'm thinking that's kind of out there in the water, damn near.
Yeah, it's definitely not far from the Gulf, right? She lives real close to the Gulf, so I don't know. She might pick up some nasty weather.
Yeah, it's north of Tampa, and it's right on the water, and I lived there for a long time, and you four, too.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, well, hi, Mike.
I didn't know you lived in that area, Mike.
Yeah, when my family first moved to Florida, we actually lived in Dunedin, which is right next to Clearwater, but they're both right on the coast.
Yeah. And you lived there until you became wanted and couldn't go back.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, that's kind of on the west side of the Tampa Bay, isn't it?
Yep.
Definitely the west side.
Yeah, I think I drove through there one time. It seems like the interstate runs right through there.
Well, it goes through Tampa. It doesn't go through Clearwater.
What is it, the bridge that goes over the entrance to the Gulf there?
The Sunshine Skyway.
Yeah, I was over that one time. Doesn't that go through Clearwater?
No, that doesn't go through Clearwater.
Okay, for some reason I was thinking it did.